She was there, sitting on the steps, wearing old blue shorts and a limp white t-shirt. He stopped, wordless, taking in the strange scene. A fire still smoldered in a circle of stones, and the ashes and wisps of burned paper that had fallen around him in the front yard were here, too, caught in the bushes and in his mother's hair. Papers were scattered all over the lawn, pressed against the bases of trees, against the rusting metal legs of the ancient swing set. Paul realized with shock that his mother had been burning his father's photographs. She looked up, her face streaked with ashes and with tears.
"It's all right," she said in an even voice. "I've stopped burning them. I was so angry with your father, Paul, but then it struck me. This is your inheritance, too. I only burned one box. It was a box with all the girls, so I don't imagine it was very valuable."
"What are you talking about?" he asked, sitting down beside her. She handed him a photo of himself, one he'd never seen. He was about 14, sitting in the porch swing, bent over his guitar, playing intently, oblivious to everything around him, caught up in the music. It startled him that his father had captured this moment, a private moment, completely unselfconscious, one of the moments of his life when Paul felt most alive.
"Okay, but I don't understand. Why are you so mad?"
His mother pressed her hands to her face briefly and sighed.
"Do you remember the story the night you were born, Paul? The blizzard, how we barely got to the clinic in time?"
"Sure."
He waited for her to go on, not knowing what to say, yet understanding at some instinctive level that this had to do with his twin sister, who had died.
"Do you remember the nurse, Caroline Gill? Did we tell you about her?"
"Yes, not her name. You said she had blue eyes."
"She does, very blue. She came here yesterday, Paul, Caroline Gill. I haven't seen her since that night. She brought news, shocking news. I'm just going to tell you since I don't know what else to do."
She took his hand. He didn't pull away. His sister, she told him calmly, had not died at birth after all. She'd been born with Down syndrome, and his father had asked Caroline Gill to take her to a home in Louisville.
"To spare us," his mother said, and her voice caught. "That's what she said. But she couldn't go through with it, Caroline Gill. She took your sister, Paul. She took Phoebe. All these years, your twin has been alive and well, growing up in Pittsburgh."
"My sister," Paul said. "In Pittsburgh? I was just in Pittsburgh last week."
It was not an appropriate response, but he did not know what else to say. He was filled with a strange emptiness, a kind of stunned detachment. He had a sister. That was news enough. She was retarded, not perfect, so his father had sent her away.